The Justice Department says it has finished releasing the Epstein files. Friday morning, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said another 3 million pages were published.
With respect to certain materials, a large quantity of the materials, a rigorous process was undertaken to protect victims against any clearly unwarranted invasion of their personal privacy.
But a team of NPR reporters reviewing the files have found that's not always the case. Political reporter Stephen Fowler is one of those reporters and joins us. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
What has been released?
There are more than 2,000 videos, 180,000 images. You've got internal files about Epstein's criminal cases and court documents, private files from his emails and text messages with people. And like the other releases, these files have no sense of organization or context and are often heavily redacted. That said, we did find examples of Epstein's victims' names and photographs being unredacted. In some cases, texts that Epstein sent, his name was redacted. And we even found a picture of President Trump's face in a news article hiding behind a black square.